Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Danny, how tall are you?
I am 5'11".
And how much do you weigh?
As of last night, 196 pounds.
Al, could you look on a chart? Is that about what he should be at 5'11"? Probably pretty close,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it looks like he's not fat.
But he told me something that was
like
bothersome.
Rhea,
he told me something. He confided this to me, but he doesn't mind me saying it.
No.
He does not have a girlfriend. No one sees Dan Wilson naked.
Oh.
No one.
Why are you telling me this?
Because one of the inspirations for for looking good is to, you know, somebody sees you naked, they go, wow, Morganti's cut. Look at him. Wow. He's got a six pack. Who saw that come? All right. Well, hold on, Marcus.
According to the body mass index calculator.
Yeah.
My man is overweight.
You're overweight?
No. I guess so.
Oh, tell me 5 pounds over, because we can knock that off this morning.
If you lost, your BMI is 27.3.
Yeah.
Overweight is 25 to 29.9. So 5 pounds would put you into normal weight.
We are going to bring you to the point where people want to see you naked, Wilson. So naked. And here's the... Hold on.
Something
Joe,
wrong with you.
I was going to
a
car with Joe
doing?
Rector. But right now, Joe Rector is having a stomach issue.
Driving.
He was picturing Wilson naked. All right, anyway, Joe, would you please play the John Kruk revelation during a very eventful game on Sunday?
People ask me how I've lost weight, and I say, I have no idea. It just keeps going away. The other night, I had a steak and lobster.
All protein.
Two twice-baked potatoes and two ears of corn. And woke up the next morning and had lost 5 pounds. How in the hell do you do that?
All right, so we're going to see if this works the same way for Dan Wilson.
Uh-huh.
I would now like to thank Del Frisco.
They are the best. Now listen, for a quick drink at the work after bar, big dinner celebration, you have to stop at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Philadelphia. Most stunning place. We've been there many times. They got that private
vault
down
awesome.
There for parties. Special events, absolutely amazing food.
All right, now here's what you need to know, Al. I had absolutely no intention of getting that comp. That was done. I had already produced more than enough to cover the meal. $62.
That was not enough, but go ahead.
$62.
Look, even Marcus is laughing at you.
Surf and turf and baked potatoes and corn. At some point, Wilson, you're going to have to cough
yeah,
up
I'm
my 62.
Fork it back over. Kyle Quinn was talking about spending.
Now, here's what you're going to do. Get all this food, lay it out. We want photos of this. We want to send it out so people can see what you're eating.
Sure.
We are going to, prior to you starting on the meal, you will jump on that scale. We will see if you were lying about 196 or whatever you said. And then you're going to eat all this stuff. We'll let it settle for a few minutes. And then you get back on there. And hopefully you will be within Marcus Hayes' chart for what you deserve. We would like you around 190 to 192.
Why does he need to let it settle?
Well, Kruk slept before he... It was the next morning.
Right. But
we're not going to wait till tomorrow to weigh him.
No, but he doesn't need to let it settle. As soon as it goes in him, you can weigh him.
I don't like to be challenged on my
sorry. It's just,
all right?
Just trying
let
to be
this go.
There.
He's going to settle for a little while so I can milk more of the bit during the show. All right? Do I have to spell this out?
Apparently.
Apparently, I do. So true. All right, 641. Apparently, Al, I did not know this, that when you have a digital scale, you cannot do it on a rug.
Well, I can't put it on any, not digital.
You cannot
anything,
put it on a rug because
when down.
Yeah. Conklin went on there, and he thought he had an eating disorder. He was like 140 pounds. And then Dan Wilson got out there. What were you on the rug?
On the rug, I was 155.
Which is ridiculous because you already announced that you were 197.
196, but yes.
You are now. You went out there and you weighed it.
195.6, exactly.
Hold on. I will go to Clifford W. Letts. He is our leader of measures and weights today.
Oh, weights and measures.
Weights and measures. What, is that right?
195.6.
195.6. So he should be around 190
yes.
after the John Kruk meal.
Yes.
All right. Now, are you ready? What's your strategy? What are you going to eat first here?
I think I'm going to, you know, dibble and dabble. Probably start with the steak, maybe work to the corn, the potato. Lobster will probably go last.
You're going to backdoor the lobster.
I'm going to backdoor the lobster.
I see what you're saying there. That way, okay. He wants to save. Al, he's like using the lobster as dessert.
Well, it's a motivation to get to
it. Is that what it is? Because it's easier to eat than the other
stuff? Well, it's very good. You want to get to it.
And listen, you are eating all of it or barf. You understand? This doesn't work.
If this
work,
was Wingo, we'd only
would
give
that be the first time someone barfed on the show?
No, it would by no means be the first time. But you do this because otherwise the diet doesn't work unless you eat all that food and then re-weigh. All right?
I will have it done by the end of the show.
How are you doing with that food? How's it going, Dan?
We're getting underway here.
Oh, look at that. Look.
That's a very perfect steak. That's a perfect steak.
Oh, that is rare. It's medium rare.
Well, that's Del Frisco's.
Oh,
they're always
nice
perfect.
And it's like pink working toward
it
red.
It really is beautiful.
Look at that, Marcus. Isn't that nice?
That looks like a
I'm
picture.
Jealous. Yeah. I'm very jealous.
That makes you hungry. Just
start eating. Let's go. You got to lose some weight.
You got six champions.
You got 6 minutes.
What? I think the lobster tail's gone, right?
No, not yet. Oh, he's saved.
No, you know what? Can I say this already? You're a little too particular for me, all right?
A little bit, my goodness.
So he needed 15 minutes to prepare his meat.
Oh, he's got it all cut out, perfect pieces.
No, just start eating, will you please?
I think his mom came in.
Honestly, that is not a good, no, that's bad. Get out of here. Kyle's trying to eat his corn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am now taking a look at our colleague here, Mr. Daniel Wilson.
Yeah.
Dan is eating the John Kruk diet.
He's through the steak.
He has eaten the entire big, juicy that New York sirloin
so
from Del Frisco Double Eagle Steakhouse. Now, Al, he is working his way through the baked potato. Dan, how are we doing so far here?
Yeah, I'm through the entire steak, like you said, halfway through the baked potato. Everything tastes delicious. I'm
now,
enjoying
can
my
I
breakfast
tell you,
here. Yeah.
I'm just looking at you, and Marcus can confirm. Your face seems a little more drawn now. It looks like you've lost a pound or two. Like you're losing.
I can feel it, yeah.
You're losing right now, Al. He appears to be losing his double chin. He's got like a chin and three quarters right now.
A magical diet.
It's to be fair, there's not much jaw there.
No, there's not a lot of jaw. But so far, this health regimen may work, Al. And if it's true, maybe we'll do it as a giveaway the rest of the week.
What a great way to have a diet.
Isn't that a great diet? Because, Al,
just
honestly,
eat more.
He's probably not really going to be hungry again till dinner, at least. All right, let me go back to Dan Wilson. Dan Wilson appears to me, Al, to be struggling.
Yeah, he is.
This is taking an hour to eat a steak, a lobster, two baked potatoes, and what do you have? 2 ears
lobster.
Of corn. What are you eating right now?
Yeah, so I'm finishing the lobster as we speak, and it's just going to be the 2 ears of corn. I called a bit of an audible. I thought I was going to go lobster last, went lobster, now I'm going corn.
But you're going corn with, that's a lot of starch at the back end of the meal.
I'm aware, yeah.
You are aware of that?
I'm aware,
are
yeah.
you feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
Are you feeling full?
No, not yet.
Are you feeling like you're losing 5 pounds?
I would say I'm going to lose 10 pounds, if
anything.
All right,
now when he weighed in, he weighed at
195.6.
We expected to be 190.6.
Yeah.
And the John Kruk diet.
I don't understand it.
I don't either. I've never seen it. He said it. I didn't say it. All right, Dan, how are you doing? Are you done?
I'm done.
You have completed the John Kruk diet.
I have completed the John Kruk diet.
All right. When we come back, will he lose the
five pounds?
He was at
195.6.
We expect you to be 190.6.
Correct.
All right. We will check on that. And if so, later today, everybody have a lobster, a piece of meat, two baked potatoes, and two ears of corn. And then watch the weight fly off. All right, anyway, moment of truth has arrived. All right, earlier in the show, Joe, can we play a little of John Kruk here? John Kruk, Al, in Sunday's show, in the midst of everything else, made a weird announcement about his weight. Mm-hmm. Here's what he said.
People ask me how I've lost weight, and I say, I have no idea. It just keeps going away. The other night, I had a steak and lobster.
All protein.
Two twice-baked potatoes and 2 ears of corn. and woke up the next morning and had lost 5 pounds. How in the hell do you do that?
All right, so Dan Wilson, at the behest of the great people, Rhea, please.
From Del Frisco's, if you want to stop by for a quick drink at the bar or you got a big celebration. We've been there many times, and it's absolutely one of the most stunningly beautiful restaurants. Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse.
All right, so Danny, you started with a big slab of beef. Is that correct?
That is correct. I made my way through the steak.
That was 16-ounce steak.
It looks so good.
Then you had, what did you go to next?
After that, I went to the potatoes.
Right, now, were they fully loaded?
With butter, yeah.
You did not use the cold cream? I'm sorry, the cream cheese?
Sour cream.
Cold cream. He's trying
cream
to make them,
cheese?
He's making them pretty.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't eat any of that.
He's
going to
take off his makeup.
All right. Did you put some of the sour cream?
There was no
cream?
Sour cream, no.
No, it was just butter?
Just butter.
But you put a lot of butter.
But I put a lot of butter.
Nice.
There
all
you
right.
go.
Those went down nice and smooth?
Absolutely.
And then what'd you do next?
Then I went to the lobster, and then I finished with... the corn, the 2 ears of corn.
Corn is sometimes corn. Like dessert, if it's
yeah,
especially
it's
in
very,
the summer.
Was the corn sweet?
Yeah, it was butter. It was certainly buttered.
All right, he had a lot of butter.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
All right,
a lot
know,
of starch today. Yeah.
When you're, as soon as this is going to happen. And I don't want to be around
war
for
in
it.
The bathroom.
All right, anyway, you have weighed in. Don't say yet. Have you weighed in?
I have weighed in.
Now, originally, what were you?
I was originally 195.6.
All right, Clifford W. Lentzal is our director of
weights
and
measures.
He has been monitoring this. Clifford, not yet.
Yes.
Joe, hit me drum roll. Now that he has had all that food, what is Dan Wilson?
200.4.
What? Wait a minute. He gained 5 pounds.
Almost six, yeah.
He gained almost 6 pounds?
Almost 4.8 pounds.
Yeah.
Cliff.
Weights or measures?
200.4.
All right. And what was he originally? 195.
195.6.
You can't even add right. It's almost 6 pounds. How did you do that?
Wait, that's five.
Four. Oh, is
4.8.
That five?
4.8.
You can't add.
All right,
oh,
fine.
For goodness sakes.
I think it is.
All right,
no,
hold on a minute. This is not a good diet.
Neither weights.
Al, instead of losing 5 pounds, he gained 5 pounds.
Well, it's more logical than Kruk.
Yes. You're over 200 pounds
I gained
now.
I was 5 pounds overweight. Now I doubled that.
You think Kruk was in space?
That would help.
This is the worst experiment ever.
Yes.
I got dumber over the last 3 hours. You got fatter and I got dumber.
Welcome right. to my world.
Understand, you got an hour to go.
Oh, man.
By the end of this, you may need to be helped to your car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Al, he gained 5 pounds.
Well, here's the good news.
Butter. You got 5 pounds of butter, you ate.
Here's the good news. Most of us are not going to eat that much. You know, you're not going with 2 baked potatoes. You're not going with 2 ears of corn. So if I can have a meal like that and only gain like 2 to 3 pounds, I'm okay with it.
No, we only did it to lose 5.
We're not going to lose weight.
Well, did he? All right. Dan Wilson is here with our hot seat today. Danny, who's on the hot seat?
There's only one way I could go. Today, John Kruk is going on the Xfinity X1 hot seat. In case you missed it, this is apparently what John Kruk eats for dinner.
People ask me how I've lost weight, and I say, I have no idea. It just keeps going away. The other night, I had a steak and lobster.
All protein.
2 twice-baked potatoes and 2 ears of corn, and woke up the next morning and had lost 5 pounds. How in the hell do you do that?
5 pounds? This meal will certainly fluctuate your weight 5 pounds in the wrong direction. I ate the exact meal during the show today, and I gained 5 pounds in just a few hours. Now, according to Marcus Hayes and an online BMI index, I was already 5 pounds overweight when I got here this morning.
So it's 10 now.
It's now
according
10.
To the,
right, and you
body
did,
mass
you
index
did announce earlier.
Yeah, my man is overweight.
Oh, you're overweight?
No. I guess so.
Tell me 5 pounds over, because we can knock that off this morning.
If you lost, your BMI is 27.3.
Yeah.
Overweight is 25 to 29.9. So 5 pounds would put you into normal weight.
And Angelo, as you pointed out, this extra weight, it might be holding back my romantic life.
He told me something. He confided this to me, but he doesn't mind me saying it.
No.
He does not have a girlfriend. No one sees Dan Wilson naked.
And now I'm just stuck here as a single guy who's twice as overweight as when I got here this morning. John Kruk's lies put him on the hot seat and have put me on the toilet seat.
All right. Dan, I got to tell you something. You gained 5... Al, there's no way that was 5 pounds of food. How did he gain 5 pounds?
Well, yeah, he did. He had butter on everything.
And I'm gonna, can I be honest with you? Your face looks fuller.
Then when I got here this morning?
Yes.
It all went to my face, apparently.
You got, like, you started with a chin and a quarter, and now you got almost 2 full chins.
I added 3/4 of a chin.
Congratulations.
John Kruk cannot go on the air saying he lost 5 pounds eating that. It does not work.
Who knows how many other people around the Delaware Valley are trying this?
None. Right. Zero people tried that expecting to lose weight.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.